All right, Chevra, good morning, good morning. We are holding in Hilchos Rechilos Klal Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Interesting halacha yesterday about not saying Rechilos, about the person who says Rechilos. Remember that one? That was halacha base. Talking about different details within halacha of Rechilos, of gossip. Again, Klal Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Vada oid. Rechilos nikra filu omer fnei anugelo. In other words, let's give an example. Even if you don't say it in front of the person who it's necessarily about, okay? Keep going. Ha'omer b'fnei chavero. So what happens over here? Shmuel says in front of Reuven, kach v'kach shamayti. I'm sorry, he's giving names, so I can't use my own examples. Okay. Kach v'kach shamayti al Reuven. Shahaya oimer al Shimon. Until now, the rechilus has been where I came over to Shimon and I said, you know, Reuven said about you, or Reuven did this about you, right? So whether he's a friend or not a friend, derogatory, not derogatory, etc. Over here, now it's a third party. So I was like, he has total no shaykhs at all. And just saying, Reuven said about Shimon. It's gossip about gossip. That's all it is. So he says, Reuven said something about Shimon. Yeah, then but these kinds of things can cause, if heard from one person to another, between it is going to be all kinds of disputes. Could be a dispute between Reuven and between Shimon. Right? Reuven said something about Shimon. I'm telling Levi. So Lachar, what's the problem? Shimon can't get upset at Reuven. Reuven can't get upset at Shimon. I'm not talking to either one of them. The answer is that Levi will tell Shmelkel. Shmelkel will tell Herschel. And Herschel will tell Beryl. And eventually it gets back to Shimon. So therefore, that's gossip. That's Rechilus. V'tzarech lizor l'saperin kazeh. He says, you know, Reuven said such and such about Shimon. I want to tell you, you should not go around telling the story. I heard Reuven say it, but I want to warn you, in case you hear it, you should not go around telling it. It wasn't right that Reuven said it, and you should not be Megala. No, I'm trying to give a little shtickle musar over here, right? I'm telling a third party not to go around and tell the story that Reuven told about Shimon. I feel in your day of verse, Yikaim is varu. Even if I know the guy's going to listen to me when I tell him not to tell the story. Kelpi roiv, nishma meila beisa siper gnus al Reuven. Oh, al Shimon, because he says in the majority of the time, by me just talking about it, there's going to be perhaps some kind of remez or whatever, some kind of situation where I'm saying something negative about the fact that Reuven said it about Shimon, or when I say Reuven said it about Shimon, I'll say it in a negative way. So my speaking itself, in other words, even if it doesn't go further than what happened, right? Example, I'm talking to Avram, and I'm saying to Avram what Herschel said about Yitzi, right? And I tell Avram, listen, don't say what Herschel said about Yitzi to anybody else. Avram says, fine. I know Avram's a man of his word. He's not going to tell anybody. Still, since when I told Avram, it could be that I said something negative about the way I'm saying it over. When you say gossip, you know, the way he's saying it over, it's a very, very seldom, says the Chofetz Chaim, is it going to be mamish clean. So you can't say it even if those circumstances are apparent. But Koshkin does a little sabra mashaploni dibra labonov, krayvav. So similarly, he says also, you're not allowed to actually kolshagain, so much more so, you're not allowed to say what Ploni said about his own family. Sometimes people say things about their own family, go around gossiping about their own family. You know, you tell somebody else, my kids did this, my wife did this, my husband did this. Teva adam liya meitzer b'zeh. Usually people are upset by this. V'richli v'rochel mikri. You call the rochel. Finally, im kavanoso b'sapro sador l'chavero. If you are telling over the person, saying it over to the person, not I'm telling you so that you won't spread it, but I'm telling you so you'll give Musa to Reuven. Again, Reuven said gossip about Shimon, and I'm talking to Michal, right? And I say, Michal, you know, Reuven said about Shimon, and Michal is a big tzaddik, and he's going to go give Musa to Reuven not to do it again. Right? So then, Siv Vav, which we learned in Hilchos Lashon Hara, which is an Echanami, you're allowed to give Musar, but again, you have to be careful of all the Tanayim that we learned over there, which again, we'll chazer over in Kval Tess over here in Hilchos Vechilos. Shkoyach, Shkoyach, Masayim Zayin, another cloud. Gavaldik, Rabbi Say.